Well, good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here this 11th day of May 2026. Of course, yesterday being Mother's Day, I thought we might do our first segment this morning, a little bit of a tribute to sporting mums, because they're often the unsung heroes of children's sport. One's giving a nervous child a pep talk before they go into bat, one's that remember to bring the oranges for half time, and the ones that are keeping the scorecard. So let's see if you can relate to any of these, which I'm sure sporting mums can. If you're a soccer mum, you take on the role of team coach, trainer, scorekeeper or manager, you always remember to pack the shin pads, spikes and a pair of shoes to wear afterwards, and you've probably sat through Bennett like Beckham many times. If you're a cricket mum and you're committing a large chunk of your weekend to watching cricket, you're buying shares obviously in nappy sand to keep those whites white, and ensuring that your child is always hydrated and has the hat and water bottle. And no doubt you've fostered the love of cricket with games of backyard or beach cricket. For the footy mum, you're washing the jerseys, the smelly jerseys and the socks, sometimes with a peg on your nose. You're hosting the football team's breakup party. And if you're a tennis mum, you're driving kids to tennis comps in parts of town that you probably didn't even know existed. And of course, you're spending your hard-earned money on getting the best racket for your little tennis star. If you're a netball mum, well, you're reassuring your child that win, lose or draw, always be a champion to mum. You tape all the Australian Netball Diamonds games, and you can't help but to bust out a few moves on the netball court yourself for coaching purposes only. But the big one is that you're having to explain to your partner the meaning of the letters on those netball bibs. But can you iron the pleats into a netball skirt like no one else? And the swimming mum? Well, of course, you have the hot Milo ready after early morning training. You've learned to love the smell of chlorine, and you understand that swimming for fun and fitness is just as important as winning races. But more importantly, the canteen mum, who orders all the food stuff and stocks the fridge or freezer, gets there before anyone else to open up the canteen and start preparing the food and the all-important coffee, and making sure that the till and the credit card machine are all in order, and you're putting on your apron to avoid any splashbacks, and you always have a happy smile on your face, even when you're packing up after everyone has left at the end of the day. So for all the sporting mums, no doubt at the end of all of those, you're enjoying a nice glass of wine when you finally get home to put your feet up at the end of the day. But you know what? You get to do it all again next weekend. So thank you to all our sporting mums, and hope you had a great Mother's Day yesterday. Well, listeners, in our sports headlines around the country, the Herald Sun in Melbourne, the AFL, Dacos magic has worn off. The Pies need to get it back, saying the superstar Nick Dacos needs to sharpen his sword again. The Daily Telegraph in Sydney, football and soccer. The Gunners, one step closer to EPL crown after a controversial referee's call with a hugely contentious decision to disallow West Ham's stoppage time equaliser, has handed Arsenal a crucial victory that could define the EPL title race. And the Courier-Mail in Brisbane, NRL, Bolters and Axings, the major Maroons shake-up is on the cards, with Billy Slater considering one of the biggest shake-ups in Origin history, which could see a rise of shock debutants and incumbents axed. We've got our short break and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Well, listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on the 11th day of May. In that Rugby Union Super Rugby on Friday night, the Queensland Reds lost 31-21 to the Chiefs, now sixth on the ladder at 27 points. They'll take on the Western Force in Perth next Saturday. And in the A-grade, the Sunshine Coast Men's Rugby Union Round 4, Noosa defeated Caboolture 55-14. Caboolture take on Uni next Saturday at Caboolture at 3:15pm. Should be a big game. In that Rugby League, NRL Round 10, well, the Queensland team's the Dolphins. They had a 44-12 win over the Dogs on Thursday night, scoring 8-2 with Jermaine Osaka, 3 tries and 6 goals. But the Storm, looking forward to having him next year. On Friday, the Roosters defeated the Titans 28-12. And up in North Queensland there in Townsville, the Eels defeated the Cowboys 33-30 in a bizarre ending. But a game that the Cowboys should not have lost. They were leading with 8 points with 8 to go. But serious injury to Tom Dearden, of course, a dampener on Jason Taumalolo's 295th game to become the Cowboys' most capped player. On Saturday, Manly hammered the Broncos 32-4, 5 tries to 1. And Melbourne Storm, well, they broke their 7-game losing streak, defeating the West Tigers yesterday 44-16, courtesy of Harry Grant, in good form leading up to State of Origin. And, of course, next weekend it's Magic Round. Everyone will be in Brisbane starting on Thursday night with Game 2 of the second of the three series. in the women's state of origin. New South Wales defeated Queensland 11-6 in game one, and obviously Queenslanders, they'll need to win. Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League men's A grade round five, Noosa defeated Coolum. Kwinana 36 defeated Stanley River out at Woodford there, 36-26. Lucas Bell, two tries and three goals for the Wolves. Nambour defeated Caboolture, and Caloundra defeated Maroochydore. Biwa had the bye. And round two in the women, well, Kwinana defeated Stanley River, Coolum defeated Noosa, and Maroochydore defeated Caloundra. Caboolture had the bye there. So that's all the latest rugby league news. In the AFL, round nine, Brisbane Lions 100 defeated Carlton 89. Lions now fourth on the ladder, while the Gold Coast, they defeated St Kilda. They're sixth on the ladder. Big game coming up on Thursday night at the Gabba. The Lions in fourth spot, as we said, will take on Geelong, who are in fifth spot. So it should be another sellout there. In football and soccer, in the Women's A-League semi-finals on the weekend, Melbourne City, they made their way through to the grand final. Unfortunately, the Brisbane Roar women's team, they lost 2-0 to Wellington. So Wellington, they're now off to the grand final in the Women's A-League semi, and they'll take on Melbourne City next Saturday in Melbourne. And in Super Netball, round nine, well, New South Wales defeated the Sunshine Coast Lightning 70-56. And yesterday, the Vixens defeated the Firebirds 71-48. Now means the Lightning are sixth on the ladder and the Firebirds seventh. Melbourne Vixens, top of the ladder in the Super Netball, 9 from 9. Have a great week, listeners. Look forward to your company again next Monday, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.